Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests, and participants, and are not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of this station. Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews with music woven in relating to the subject and to the person being interviewed. Today's show I've entitled Favorites, Volume 1. Most of my favorite songs are not by chart-topping singer-songwriters of love tunes. And chances are, these songs will be new to you. The first song is Here Comes the Young, and it's by Martin Joseph, a singer-songwriter from Wales. Here Come the Young.
Here come the young, with open minds and heart, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young, you might just save the day, you best get out the way. Here come the young, tired of all your fighting, tired of all these years, tired of blazing crosses, tired of narrow feet, tired of smelling hunger, and they're tired of hearing lies, and they're tired of the big divide. These tired girls and boys, here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young, you might just see the day, you best get out the way. Here come the young, tired of assassinations, tired of military threat, tired of the talk of trickle-down, and they're tired of crippling debt, tired of corporations, tired of broken trust, tired of being slaughtered, and their dreams that turn to rust. Here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young, they might just save the day, you best get out the way. Here come the young, rising oceans, tired of bigotry, tired of racist leaders, eroding liberty, and they're tired of a lack of shame, and they're tired of failed accord, of colluders in a private game, and tired of law ignored, and they're tired of their future being taken from them now. So you better watch your back, sir, cause they're coming for you now. Here come the young, open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young, and they might just save the day, and you best get out of the way. Here come the young, here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young, and they might just save the day, and you best get out the way. Here come the young.
Martin Joseph. Now, the next song is one of my favorite songs, and it's by Bob Wickline, and he's a singer-songwriter from Fox Island, Washington. and it's called Let's Take Our Heads Out of the Sand. Bob Wickline, Let's Take Our Heads Out of the Sand.
I had a dream the other night. Now in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer can she live? As we turn our backs and turn our eyes and pretend we don't see, if ignorance is bliss, then full of bliss are we. As we take, 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 like a good mother, Mother Nature keeps giving, but her heart must be ready to break. She's being abused and overused by her children who choose to ignore. There's only so much that she can give before she can give no more. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. We poison the air, we poison the land, and we poison the water we drink. And we're the only known creatures in the whole universe with the ability to think. But we keep on thinking, how many lies and how much we buy and sell. And more of paradise is lost, and only time will tell what will become of Mother Nature in the coming years, when we will have about 10 billion neighbors on the sphere. Will our children's children wake up to the American dream? Or will it have become a nightmare beyond imagining? Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. So much and waste so much, how much do we really need? And how long can a dream survive that seems to thrive on greed? A little pollution is so thick and dark and dense, it contaminates and poisons common good and common sense. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much and how much longer?
Upcoming is the singer-songwriter that I most admire. His name is John McCutcheon. And this song of his has a lot of impact, a lot of truth to it. It's called The Machine Against Hate. And it describes his own father, who lived in Charlottesville, Virginia, and who had fought the dictatorships of Hitler and Mussolini in World War II, only to see the same thing come to America, parade in front of his front porch, in the form of some of Trump's very fine people that had Nazi flags, Confederate flags, Trump hats and paraphernalia in tow, with their Tiki Torch parade as well. And John's father was shocked and angry. And the song is The Machine Against Hate.
He sat there on his front porch beneath the clear blue sky in his 92nd year as the crowd went roaring by. The signs, the chants, the shouts, the rants, the flag he knew too well. He slowly shook his head and said, God damn them all to hell. I was on the beach that morning when half my company died. The history books now say it was the day that turned the tide. Back home our families all pitched in, save tires and tinfoil too. We realized that evil had a name that we all knew. Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists, we must be the machine. Now 70 years later, here they are again. None of them was even born, but I was present when we liberated Birkenau. I still see every face. I didn't fight the Nazis to allow them in this place. This Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists, we must be the machine. No, I don't believe that wars start with a bullet or the bomb. It begins in homes and hearts with the innocent and young. No one is born to hatred, they must be fed the lie. We're left with the carnage and these bastards marching by. I no longer wield the weapons that I did in my youth. What I have to offer now is memory and truth. No one can sit idly after what we've seen today. Either stand up and be counted, or get the hell out of the way. Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists, we must be the machine. Yes, Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists, we must be the machine.
Our next song is by Freebo. He's a singer-songwriter I much admire and has written a lot of songs that are my favorite songs. And this particular one is called Before the Separation.
Was it an illusion back when I was young, when everyone was living on a promise? In unity and dignity, together we were one, believing in the freedom of a dream. Once upon a great frontier, not so long ago, the hope of man and earth were so connected. This beautiful creation, here to help us grow, is watching as it slowly slips away. On this carousel of madness, on a horse to kingdom come, I see our dreams just melting in the sun. Won't you take me back to Eden, to a time when we were one, before the separation had begun? For the ones who have the money and the many who have not, the great divide grows wider by the moment. Equal opportunity doesn't mean a lot to the one who has to struggle to get by. On this carousel of madness, on a horse to kingdom come,
I see our dreams just melting in the sun. Won't you take me back to Eden, to a time when we were one, before the separation had begun. Hiding in our lives, we blindly close our eyes. Safe but not so sound, no freedom to be found. Heart and soul, show undying faith, fighting for a cause that I believe in. Tactical delusions lead me not astray, for the voices of the healing will survive. On this carousel of madness, on a horse to kingdom come, I see our dreams just melting in the sun. Won't you take me back to Eden, to a time when we were one, before the separation had begun? Won't you take me back to Eden, to a time when we were one, before the separation had begun?
Our next song is by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and it's called All Mixed Up. And in a way, this song celebrates that in the United States, we will soon be a majority-minority nation with no one racial group dominating. All Mixed Up, a fun song, true to life.
Latin and part Greek, Celtic and Arabic, all in a heap. Well amended by the people in the street. The Choctaw gave us the word okay. Vamos is a word from Mexico way. And all of this is a hint, I suspect, of what comes next. I think that this whole world soon come in my whole wide world. Soon come in my whole world. Soon. Say the soon, mama, my soon, mama, soon, mama, my soon, mama, soon, mama, my soon, mama, soon, gonna be getting mixed up.
I like Polish sausage, I like Spanish rice. Is also nice. Corn and beans from the Indians here, washed down by German beer. A Marco Polo traveled by camel and pony. He brought to Italy the first macaroni. And you and I, as well as we're able, we put it all on the table. I think that this whole world, soon mama, my whole world, soon mama, my whole world, soon gonna be. Soon, mama, my whole world. Soon, mama, my whole world. Soon, gonna be getting mixed up.
There were no red-headed Irishmen before the Vikings landed in Ireland. How many Romans had dark curly hair before they brought slaves from Africa? No race of man is completely pure, nor is anyone's mind, and that's for sure. The winds mix the dust of every land,
I say that soon, mama, my who, mama, soon, mama, my who, I will say soon, mama, my who, mama, soon, gonna be getting mixed up. This doesn't mean we will all be the same.
We'll have a different faces and a different name. As
long live many different kinds of races.
It's a difference of opinion that makes force races.
Just remember the rule about fools, brother.
What's right for one could be wrong for
I think that this whole world
hey,
soon, mama, my home, I'm gonna be soon, mama, my home, soon, gonna be
getting mixed up. I say the soon.
And now we're going to go on to a song called From Way Up Here, done by Jaeger and Reed, a couple that I've met several times and very much admire. And their harmonies, I think, are especially beautiful. And it's a great song, From Way Up Here.
From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball of rock and sea and sand, no bigger than my hand. From way up here, the earth looks very small. They shouldn't fight at all down there upon that little sphere. Their time is short, a life is just a day. You'd think they'd find a way, you'd think they'd get along and fill their sunlit days with song. From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball, so small, so beautiful and clear. Their time is short, a life is just a day. Must be a better way to use the time that runs among the distant suns. From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball, so small, so beautiful and dear. From way up here.
You're listening to the Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. We want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what keeps these programs on the air. Now, if you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. There's also another way to help. You can donate a car, a truck, a boat, RV, or a motorcycle to KKRN's cause by going to careasy.org. Or you can call 1-855-500-7433. And we thank you so much. We're going to resume our show with some more of my favorite songs. And this is by John McCutcheon. And it's called The Great Storm Is Over. Quite an aspirational song for us all. The Great Storm Is Over.
Lift up your wings and fly. Alleluia.
Our next two songs will be favorite songs of mine by Phil Oakes, and the first one is Changes, and our next song by Phil Oakes is When I'm Gone. And they're kind of self-explanatory. We go through a lot of changes in our lives, and when we're gone, we can't accomplish anything, and we don't hold off till the last minute. Make sure we do it now. Changes and When I'm Gone.
Sit by my side, come as close as the air, share in a memory of gray, and wander in my words, dream about the pictures that I play of changes. Green leaves of summer turn red in the fall, to brown and to yellow they fade, and then they have to die, trapped within the circle time parade of changes. Scenes of my young years were warm in my mind, visions of shadows that shine, till one day I returned and found they were the victims of the vines of changes. The world spinning madly, it drifts in the dark, swings through a hollow of haze, a race around the stars, a journey through the universe ablaze with changes. Moments of magic will glow in the night, all fears of the forest are gone, but when the morning breaks, they're swept away by golden drops of dawn of changes. Passions will part to a strange melody, as fires will sometimes burn cold, like petals in the wind. We're puppets to the silver strings of souls of changes. Your tears will be trembling, now we're somewhere else. One last cup of wine we will pour, and I'll kiss you one more time, and leave you on the rolling river shores of changes. So sit by my side, come as close as the air, share in a memory of gray, wander in my words, dream about the pictures that I play of changes. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't feel the flowing of the time when I'm gone. All the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric line when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the bracing air when I'm gone. And I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone. Won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone. And I can't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't say who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone. And the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns while I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. All my days won't be dances of delight when I'm gone. And the sands will be shifting from my sight when I'm gone. Can't add my name into the fight while I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone. And I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it. Guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
Now, here's another song by John McCutcheon, and one of my favorites. It's called Not in My Name. And from the Vietnam debacle to the Iraq deceptions that have led to so much needless death and destruction, with no benefit to anybody but the war machine, the general masses have been manipulated and have never learned a thing. We continue to swallow the lies, as Dylan has declared, of our masters of war. It's a moneymaker for some, and destruction for a whole lot more of us. Not in my name.
See the plane in the distance. See the flame in the sky. See the young ones running for cover. The old ones wondering why. They tell us that the world is a dangerous place. We live in a terrible time. But in Hiroshima, New York, or in Baghdad, it's the innocent who die for the crime. Not in my name. Not in my name. Not in my name. Watch through the window, their hearts locked in horror and pain, at the man lying strapped to a gurney as the poison is pumped through his veins. And I'm wondering, who are the prisoners? Who holds the lock and the key? Who has the power over life, over death? When will we finally be free? Not in my name. Not in my. All your holy wars, your jihads, your crusades. I have been used as inspiration, I've been used as an excuse for the murder and the misery you've made. I thought I made it clear in the Bible, in the Torah, and in the Koran. What is it in my teaching about loving your enemies that you people don't understand? Not in my name. Not in my.
Our next song sums this up with Buffy St. Marie's The Universal Soldier. Indeed, as Buffy says, without the ones who are willing to use their bodies as weapons of the war, all this killing can't go on. Well, it's total truth. The Universal Soldier.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him. This is not the way we put an end to war.
Now, our next song is called The Race is Over, and this selection is not political, it's quite philosophical, and it's by Daniel Namad. The Race is Over.
What do I do if I'm not chasing anything? What do I do if I've got everything that I need? It's a question that no one's prepared me to answer. Where do I go if I'm right where I'm supposed to be? Where do I go if wherever I am home? It's a question I'm presently wanting to answer. If the usual way doesn't work for me now, that's a void I know nothing about. What if the race is over and we all automatically win? What if the game is ended long before it even begins? What if the test has been taken and we're all passing again and again? If the race is over, what then? What do I say if it's all perfect anyway? What do I say if I'm not here to change anyone? It's a question I truly don't know how to answer. How do I live if my life is eternity? How do I live if I'm no longer afraid to die? It's a mystery, no one can give me an answer. If the usual way doesn't work anymore, there's no map for what life has in store. What if the race is over and we all automatically win? What if the game is ended long before it even begins? What if the test has been taken and we're all passing again and again? If the race is over, what then? What is the purpose of time here on earth? How do I now define my death and birth? For that matter, what is my life really worth in the end?
what's mine to give and what's mine to receive? Whom do I worship? What do I believe? Seems every answer comes right back to me. The race is over and we all automatically win. What if the game is ended long before it even begins? What if the test has been taken and we're all passing again and again? If the race is over, we're all born victorious. If the race is over, what then?
And next up is one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Eric Hansen. One of my favorite songs of his is I Am Singing My Song. We all have a song to sing, metaphorical or literal, and that's Eric Hansen's sharing of I'm Singing My Song.
Singing the song that I came here to sing. I am bringing the earth all the joy I can bring. I am dancing to music composed from above, vibrations of harmony, beauty, and love. I am keeping my life in a natural key so that I may become what I came here to be. I think so, I am. As I'm living, I find that my life has a tempo in tune with my mind. I am singing, I am singing, I am singing, I'm singing my song. I hear the symphony nature plays, composed in a turn. Chanting the song that accompanies birth of wonder and joy of existence on earth. I am singing, I am singing, I am singing, I'm singing my song.
Our last selection is an instrumental by John McCutcheon on his hammer dulcimer, and he's created a musical description of a whale out at sea. Now, before that, a note to say that if you have any questions or comments about today's music or musicians, you can reach me by going to craig.boyer@yahoo.com. And don't forget the dot between my first and last name. We want to thank you for lending us your ears and for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And a big thank you to those people we count on daily to put these shows out over the air in the right time slots. Please tune in next week for another edition of The Eclectic Hour. And now, Leviathan.
Thank you.